The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Welcome in. It is time for Countdown to Kickoff, Regional Final Edition. I'll tell you what, it seems like just yesterday, Steve. It was August and we were doing preseason football, and here we are. We are getting, we're past Thanksgiving. Everybody's in a food coma. Football teams have won, football teams have lost, and now we are in the regional finals.
Well, I
know he's got a lot to say, but there's just so much in your mind.
Well, there is, because it's like, can you hear me?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Something's going on there. You know what? That's okay. I know you're going to get to it here in just a second. But before we do that, we've got a high school interviews we do each and every week. Let's go out and talk to, we caught up with Kevin Bernethy, whose LaPorte team has rattled off 10 straight wins, and they are in the regional final this week again in a rematch with Angleton. We caught up with Kevin Bernethy earlier today.
Early in the year, we played a tough schedule. We talked about this being three seasons. The pre-district is a season. The district season is a season. And the playoff season is a season. So we look at them three separate ways within our program. We had some injuries early. We had about six defensive starters out against PNG, which we knew that was going to be tough to stop them because they're very, very talented. But that was the game where I kind of knew, hey, man, we're pretty good, because to score, I think we scored 30-plus points on PNG. That's not easy. They're a very talented team, tough, physical. Coach Joseph, you know, defending state champs, you know, and they're right back in it in the quarterfinals now. But that's when I knew, like, hey, man, we're going to be okay. We talked about after that game of – no, it was really after the Kingwood game when we came up short against Kingwood, who's still playing as well, you know, about, you know, tough times create strong men, and easy times create weak men. So we talked about, you know, hey, we're going through a tough patch, and we're seeing some adversity, but we're going to be tougher and stronger on the back end because of it. And I felt like we had a mature enough football team to handle the situation we were in, and we reset during the bye week, and we came out and have went on a run of 10 straight wins, and you know, and we know the job's not done. Our offensive line is really good. They're really talented. They play really hard. They're probably, you know, looked over, but man, they have a mentality of just playing hard and being physical, and they do it week in and week out. Our defense plays so well as a collective unit. There's been a lot of games this year where our starting 11 haven't been on the field, but when our starting 11 are on the field, they have been tough to be scored on. And then our Ricky Sandoff, who was a 1,000-yard running back for us last year, we have a freshman, Sean Simon, who stepped up and he came up during the bye week, and he's been a key contributor. But Ricky came to me, you know, I think it was maybe after the Friendswood game. It was kind of mid-year, and said, hey, coach, if you need me to play, you know, some slot also. So, you know, me, Sean, and Tyrese can be on the field at the same time. I'll do that. And I just respect that so much from Ricky. A lot of kids would say, like, why is this freshman, you know, this, that, and other. And Ricky's like, I just want to win, coach. Whatever we have to do to win. And Tyrese Barnes is a kid you would want to build your football program with. It's hard to get him to say a word. He blocks, he runs, catches the ball. He's a tough kid. He's one of the best football players I've ever coached. And I just love, you know, Tyrese and Ricky to death because they are the two of the most unselfish young men I've ever been around. And they are probably, you know, top two, three, four best players on our team. Defensively, Ashton Ruffin is a really good linebacker. Branson Shanley plays well. Malik King Miller at corner. Trent Calise at the other corner. And Caden Watson came along.
Appreciate that, Coach Kevin Bernithi. We'll discuss a little bit more about what they've got going on over in their regional final next. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's kind of the kickoff.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that, Kelly. Well done by you, as always. And I appreciate Coach Kevin Bernathy taking time out of his week to catch up with us this morning. It's a busy week right now. And look, you and I both know as you go into – it's one thing to get coaches in week four of the season.
Right.
When it's week four and, you know, let's talk to some Yahoo from Dallas. And that's what a lot of coaches did this year.
Yeah,
they
of
said
course.
That's exactly what they said. Let's talk to this Yahoo from Dallas, Fred Davis. I showed him your picture, and then suddenly,
that's what it was.
And then everybody responded. So that's what it was. You know, when I said Fred Davis, they said, "Yeah, not so much." When I told them I was with Steve Randall, I had to turn people down.
You just right in there.
It was insane. I mean, the number of people that came at me was. Plus, they wanted a pool too. So I said, "Look,
I hate it when that happens.
I'm only one guy. There's only so much
we can
do."
Thank God they didn't want lemonade.
Well, we still got 2 weeks left.
Yeah.
We still got 2 weeks left, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But no, you know, the thing about Coach Kevin Bernithi and what that Laporte team's doing right now is, and you and I talked about this. This is something where, you know, they started out the season 0-3.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but again, what do we talk about? Three seasons. Pre-district, district, playoffs. If you're fortunate enough to get that far.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And so this is a coach who, and let's call it what it is, Laporte's not a program that, you know, no, I mean, this isn't Katy. This isn't the Woodlands. This isn't DeSoto. This isn't Denton Guyer. I mean,
it's not name brand yet.
It is not a name brand program yet. And my hat's off to him. Look, I lived in that area I worked in that area for a number of years. I spent 12 years in Houston. Nobody gets that part of Houston confused with being football powerhouses by any means. So what Kevin Bernithi and that program are doing, they're going to have their hands full with this Angleton football team. That is a program that has had some success. But look, we heard from Coach Absek and with Barbers Hill a few weeks ago. They said, look, they love to grind it out, and they just get physical with you. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what Coach talked about today. So that'll be a matchup in 5A D1 that we will certainly be keeping our eyes on this weekend. Because, again, let's call it what it is. This is, it's another one of those weekends. And I thought we did a pretty decent job, Steve, as far as hitting our numbers, although I was wrong about South Lake Carroll and Hebron, but not because Hebron didn't give them all they could handle.
That is true.
Ran out of time.
Okay, I agree with that. That's a good analysis right there.
I'll take it.
Yeah, because they were going.
Look, it was 42-37.
Yeah, and I agree with that analysis.
It was a back and forth. Yeah. It was a back and forth game. They got the ball at their own 20 with 15 seconds left and no timeouts. I mean, it's miracle time at that point. And it just, but hey, for a Hebron team that didn't even win their own district, hell, they didn't even finish second in their own district.
Exactly.
Okay, for them to give South Lake Carroll, a team that when you
that's
talk about
who I'm
name
picking.
Brand,
yeah, that is definitely name brand.
That's a name brand school, right?
Two
there.
Times over. You know,
two times over, absolutely.
Family brand.
So South Lake Carroll. So let's go ahead and real quick, let me bring up some of these. Let's see here. I got it in front of me somewhere here. I was looking at the matchups for this week. Now there was one game.
Which one are you going to?
Hold on one second.
You going 6A?
Yeah, let's start with 6A. Let's start with 6A real quick, because we are going to talk to Coach Doug Warren from Wimberley.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about more of that in the South segment, because that you made a great point. That might be one of the best games of the weekend.
Period. Yeah, of all.
Which is
all
saying something.
Them. Yeah, it is. I mean, 1 versus 2. Come on.
No, it absolutely is.
Yeah.
All right. So real quick here, North Shore Atascocita. All right. I mean, look, it starts and ends with them, right?
I know you got a heart for Atascocita.
I do, but let's
you got to be a realist in this game.
No. I have look. I love Craig Stump.
Yeah,
Southeast Texas
exactly.
guy. All right, he's one of our first guys.
Yes,
he was one of the first guys to get the mojo. But let's call it what it is.
13-0 North Shore. 2 touchdowns.
North Shore is a freak show,
and
for good reason. But we got lots to get to in this 6A D1. We'll discuss more next. Don't go anywhere. All right. Real quick, let's give you an update. I mean, it is December. All right, so the weather's starting to change a little bit. Maybe you need a coat, maybe you don't. I don't know. Let's ask TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff and let you know what you need to do weather-wise this weekend.
Across the southeast and east Texas, and grab your jackets for sure each night for Friday evening. They'll be mainly dry, but Saturday evening, we're going to have widespread showers and even some thunderstorms working their way into north and east Texas and the upper Texas coast. Temperatures are going to be on the cool side for Friday night. Readings will mainly be into the mid-40s across far east Texas, upper 50s along the Texas coast, and for Saturday evening's games, readings will mainly be in the low to mid-40s, except mid-50s along the upper Texas coast. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the KRLD Weather Center.
Appreciate that, Dan. Tell you what, hardest working meteorologist in the state of Texas, if I do say so myself.
He does a lot.
I mean, this guy's everywhere.
For the network and for what we do here in KRLD.
Just keep it appropriate. That's all we ask. That's all we ask here at TSN. Can we keep it appropriate?
And bundle.
Okay?
Don't forget to bundle.
Well, don't forget to bundle. Because you know what? Right now, light wraps ain't going to do it.
That's
true. Unless you're indoors.
Yeah, some of them are.
That's exactly right. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Doug Warren from Wimberley. They've got a huge matchup this weekend that we're going to discuss as well, plus lots more to get to as well. He's Steve Randall. I'm Fred Davis. This is the Countdown to Kickoff High School Football Show Regional Final Edition. Don't go anywhere.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Welcome back in. It is Countdown to Kickoff, Regional Final Edition. Now, we're going to get knee-deep into some of these games, but one of our final interviews of the show today, we caught up with none other than Coach Doug Warren from Wimberley, and boy, do they have their hands full this weekend. Steve and I will dive into it next, but before we do all that, here's Coach Doug Warren, no stranger to a state championship game, but still looking for that elusive first title.
Well, the season's been, it's kind of gone like I thought it would. I mean, I knew that we were not as experienced as we had been the last couple of years. So we knew that early on, we probably weren't going to be quite as good as we had been the last 2 years at that point in the season. But we thought if we could stay healthy and if we could get some of these younger kids to come along and contribute and start stepping up their game, that we had an opportunity to be better later on, and we keep trending up. The thing about this team is I've seen growth almost every week. We have continued to get better. I think we haven't reached our best yet, and so to me that bodes well for us as we continue down this journey. As we start, each week you have to find a tougher opponent that you got to go against, and so I like where we're at. I like where we're headed. We just got to keep going with it. Well, offensively for us, it starts with our quarterback, Cody Stover. I mean, you guys, if anybody knows anything about 4A football, then you've heard his name. And he's been our starter since his sophomore year. And for us to continue to move on down the road, then he has to have a big game. And he always does. I mean, he shows up in these moments and he'll be ready. He's such a competitor and such a leader. And so then you look at you know, Ty Thames, you know, he's our inside linebacker on defense, plays some tight end for us offensively, rarely comes off the field for us. And so he's another one that on the defensive side will lead us. He has to have a big game over there, not just in tackles and on the stat sheet, but making sure we're in the right calls and the right checks and all that stuff. I think you know, our outside linebacking crew, that's Reed Lyon, Weber, Maverick Jacobs, Reed Wood, those three guys, they have to have a good game. Can't let Quero get on the perimeter. And then our secondary, all four of those guys, there's really about five or six that'll play back there. But they can't let those guys get behind you. You know, so when you look at those, you know, all the people that need to show up, you know, they're those guys that for us, if we want to be successful, they have to show up every week for us. And so, but they're ready. They've had a great week of work so far, and they'll have another good workout this morning, and they'll be ready to go. You know, winning a state championship is extremely hard. I mean, there's only one group that gets to do it in our classification, and so it's difficult. And so for us to have been able to play for it a couple times while I've been the head coach has been special, because it's not, you know, I mean, heck, everybody wants to at the end of the day, they want to stand there and hoist that trophy and be the champion. I mean, yes, that is the ultimate goal forever for all of us. But when you finish a season and when that initial disappointment, you know, goes away, it's really more about just, man, the journey of that team. And you got to push it as far as you could push it when only two teams were getting to work out that long and go at it, you know. And so for me, you know, the older I get and the longer I'm in this, it's not really for me. I don't think it's, you know, hey, for my career to be successful, I have to win a state championship. That's not it by any means. To me, it's just getting to coach these kids and be around these coaches and take this team, whatever this team's journey is this year, then let's extend it as far as we can extend it. And if that's winning a state championship, that's awesome. If that's, you know, if that ends on Friday, that's awesome too, because they've been great kids and they've done anything that we have asked them to do. They've bought into our program. They're great kids. They're fun to be around. And, you know, my deal right now is I want to prolong it as long as we can.
Appreciate that, Coach. And look, we're looking forward to this game this weekend as well. What game is it? And some of the other games in the region. We'll discuss that next. Don't go anywhere.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that, Mr. Kelly. We got weather this segment as well in the South?
Yeah, we can, absolutely.
You want to do let's do some real quick weather right quick. Mr. Dan Brunoff, you already heard him talk about what weather can be expected on the eastern region of the state.
Yeah.
Let's take a dive into what the southern side of Texas is going to look like this weekend.
Well, Hill Country, South Texas, yes, it is high school football playoffs, and they've been going on now for a couple of weeks. And now, across these areas, we do have some rain that's in the forecast for Friday evening across deep South Texas. Saturday evening's games, there will be showers into the Hill Country moving out of the South Texas area. Temperatures, definitely want to bring your jacket for Friday evening. Readings will be falling into the 40s across the Hill Country and South Texas. Saturday evening's games, readings will be in the 40s as well, but not a lot of wind. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
No wind. That's a good thing.
That is a great
kicking
thing.
Kicking games, man.
No
those
moisture.
Kicking games. They can get dicey. I'm jealous, by the way. You've got a nice little Odyssey jacket on there that... Did you pill for that from somebody, or what'd you do to get one of those?
Well, you really don't want to know the answer
to
this.
You're right. I don't.
Because the real answer is?
You found it sitting on the back of some chair and you just took it?
No. when you become a brand new employee, they send it to you for free.
Well, then where's mine at?
Well, did you get the backpack too?
I got nothing.
Are you even?
You know what
do
they
you
told
even
me?
Work
I
here?
Didn't say. I mean, you know, I mean, my direct deposit hits every couple of weeks. So I mean, I guess I. You know what? I guess I better leave well enough alone. Okay,
man,
I
you're
better
losing stuff.
Leave well enough alone because
let me check into that for
they
you.
They let
okay?
me on the radio, so you know yeah. what? I guess I'll take that for what it is worth. Real quick, we were talking about 6A D1.
Yeah.
Speaking of the things in the South Side, Lake Travis and Austin Westlake. These two teams matched up earlier this year. Austin Westlake was able to handle Lake Travis. I don't expect anything different. Now, I do think, you know, again, second time this year, these two teams are no strangers to playing each other year in, year out. This will be a grudge match of the, you know,
that is true.
Umpteenth proportion, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, this is going to be, this should be a good football game.
I mean, both of them are mutually ranked.
100%.
Westlake is number 6 in the state. Travis is number 10. So there's not a lot of difference. I'm picking Westlake by a touchdown.
No, no, I'm with you 110%, right? I mean, look,
they're
Austin,
both 12-1.
Well, they're both 12-1, right? And Austin Westlake, they won their game last week 52-14.
Yeah,
Lake
they
Travis
did.
Won their game 52-7.
Exactly.
Okay, so like you can't make this kind of stuff up, right?
It's and close.
This is Steelers Ravens is
yeah.
what this is.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I'm saying? So this will be a good matchup. I'm looking forward to it. I know you are as well. All right, we got some 4A, we got some 5A. We got a lot to get to here on the Countdown to Kickoff show. We'll wrap up 6A D1. We'll just do kind of a quick rapid fire. You got North Crowley and Allen. You got Duncanville and Bridgeland. I think feel pretty confident Duncanville's going to handle their business there. Now, I will ask you about North Crowley Allen when we come back, plus a lot more. Don't go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff. All right, all right, all right, all right. Okay. We are back. I didn't know if you were flipping me off. I didn't know if
peace,
I had
baby,
said
peace.
Something to you.
Peace, baby.
But you waited until we went on air to, you know, squash the beef with. All right, North Crowley and Allen. I think this is going to be a good game. I do think North Crowley will be victorious when it's all said and done. Capel gave them all they could handle. Hell, they were what? It was I think it was, what, 21-21 at halftime, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
But North Crowley, which, look, they've done this all year. They were just too much. They outscored them 14-3 in the second half.
They got a big offense that they have just improved each and every week, and I've been, you know, very impressed with them, and they're one of my final fours to come to the
semis. You've been big on North Crowley.
Yeah,
reached by you.
Absolutely.
So you've got the I'm just jealous. That's just me. That's
yeah,
just my hatred
you.
Showing because you got a jacket on and I don't. Allen, puncher's chance or no? You say
they're going to have to play above their heads.
They'll keep it close.
Yeah,
they'll keep it close.
Yeah,
I could see this game. I could see this kind of going like the Capel game, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but I still think it's going to be about 10-point difference.
No, I'm with you. Yeah, 35-24, 38-27, yeah. Something like that. I'm with you 110%. All right, coming up next, 6A Division 2 and the rest as we start to rapid fire through these. No more interviews, just a lot of Steve. A lot of Steve and us talking about what his jacket looks
and
like.
I have
okay.
A jacket.
Hey, he's got no choice.
I'm warm.
6A D2 coming up as well. A couple games that we're looking at. Of course, we're looking at all the games, but games that we think stand out. And, of course, we'll get Steve's predictions as well. Don't go anywhere. Countdown to Kickoff coming up next.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
All right, all right, all right. We're back. It is Countdown to Kickoff. I'm Fred. That's Steve. And we figured out why I didn't get a jacket. We have figured it out because this is not my first time working for Odyssey. So
there you go.
That explains it.
I mean,
that,
you got fired before.
Dave let me go unceremoniously. So, but you know what? They loved me enough. They brought me right back.
Yeah, but they said, we'll bring you back, but
no
jacket.
No jacket.
No.
That's exactly
no
right.
No backpack, no jacket.
No backpack, no jacket. But again, like I told you before, I didn't even get one the first time I was there. So
they
either
barely
way,
let you in the parking garage.
Hey, look, as long as you give me my... Boy, you ain't lying about that. They did give me a badge, though. They did give me a badge. 6A Division 2, Summer Creek over Kingwood. This is a district matchup as well. Tell you what, 23-6A. What a year for these guys.
That's crazy.
All four teams that made the playoffs are in the regional finals, but I think we both expect Summer Creek to handle Kingwood with no issues.
I'm thinking 3 or 4 touchdowns.
No, I'm with you on that.
Big time.
No question about that. Vandergrift and San Antonio Harlan.
I like Vandergrift all the way. I mean, two touchdowns. San Antonio Harlan's just happy to be here.
Yeah.
you know, they barely squeaked by, you know, last week, 36-39 over New Braunfels Canyon, and they're just fortunate. I think this is where their party ends, though.
Denton Guyer and South Lake Carroll might be the game of the week in the 6A Division II.
I think it's going to be a good game, but you just South Lake Carroll is too grounded everywhere.
Yeah.
All, you know, in all phases of the game. They're 13-0. They're number 8 in the state. You know,
I tell you what, they've played some battles.
Yeah,
so far.
Yeah, they know how to win. They come with a pedigree, obviously. I'm guessing 2 touchdowns. Over Denton Guyer.
Okay.
Yeah, I really do. I think it's going to be a 2-touchdown win.
And then I do think Longview will give DeSoto a run for their money, but I think in the end DeSoto wins.
Yeah, and I think in the end they're going to wear them down. It's going to be a 3-touchdown game. DeSoto 5 in the state. They are 11-2, but so is Longview. But Longview's not even in the same, you know, category.
No. DeSoto's playing on they're on a different level. Now, again, I mean, look, weekends like this, upsets happen, but I just
don't
know.
You play the game.
That's why you play the game, but it just seems like DeSoto's on a mission. They're trying to go for that 3-peat. All right, so let's go out to 5A Division I. You've got LaPorte and Angleton. Again, this is a rematch from earlier in the year. These are district mates, by the way. LaPorte beat Angleton 35-28. This is going to be a knockout, dragout. I'm going with LaPorte on this one.
And I agree with that, and I think it's only going to be about a touchdown difference.
Which is what it was the last time they played.
Yeah, and LaPorte's 10-3, even though they are number 3 in the state. Angleton comes in at number 10, 12-1, but they haven't played anybody. So when you go up against a LaPorte, it's going to turn into an energy type game. It's going to be an emotional game. Mm-hmm. And it's like playing your brother.
It absolutely is.
But I still think LaPorte's going to come out on top.
All right, Smithson Valley and Corpus Christi Flower Bluff. This will be a hell of a matchup as well. Smithson Valley, they were the state runners up last year. Of course, they got their doors blown off. And this is a team that kind of stumbled out of the gate. They had a 2-quarterback system. By the way, their coach, first coach to get that mojo, by the way, if we do say so ourselves, right here on the Countdown to Kickoff. And so they've gotten there. As a matter of fact, Flower Bluff, they've also got the Countdown to Kickoff mojo. Either team we're happy with.
I just I don't think Flower Bluff has enough in the tank. They did get San Antonio Southwest 35-28 last week. They are number 13 in the state. I just don't think pedigree-wise, and I just don't think they have enough. They're deep enough. Smithson Valley, 11-2, 2 in the state.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the mess off of New Braunfels 56-21 last week. So I don't think it's going to be a contest. I think it's at least a 2-touchdown difference.
Love to hear it. Denton Ryan and Aledo. I mean, Aledo, this is what they do every year.
That is. I mean, Denton Ryan, we talked to him earlier in the year. They were on a roll. They're 12-1, number 5 in the state. Yes, they're playing well, but they're going to have the game of the year to beat Aledo. 12-1 Aledo, number 1 in the state, and just beating the mess out of everybody they come in. I mean, 62-7 against Amarillo Tascosa. So, it's going to be they're going to have to pull a rabbit out of the hat to beat Aledo.
And then real quick, I don't think you're shocking anybody when we think Highland Park takes care of Frisco Lone Star.
Coach Allen has his Scots, you know, doing what they do, and they just beat everybody. They're going to win by 9 or 10.
Absolutely. 5A Division II, who you got? We'll discuss next. Don't go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff, regional final style.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Kelly doing yeoman's work as always. All right. I mean, he's probably got that memorized by now, don't you think? The Uber Eats line?
Actually, I think he does it live wherever he is in the state of Texas.
Doesn't even need to read
it. It's just
anymore.
Like ding, and he just starts doing it, and there it is.
Kelly, what was that about the Uber Eats thing again? Tell us again.
Yeah, he can just drive it in the car with somebody else and just start doing it.
Speaking of, just automatic recall, let's talk about Dan Brunoff, your TSN chief meteorologist. Weather.
For the north.
North side.
Yep.
Well, here we go. High school football playoffs continue here across the Lone Star State, across the Red River Valley in North Texas. For Friday evening, things should be mainly dry for you, but Saturday, there'll start to be some showers working their way into the Red River Valley, all of North and Central and Northeast Texas, and temperatures will be cool. Definitely want to bring your jacket. Friday night readings will be near 50 degrees. And on Saturday evening, temperatures will only be in the low to mid 40s with rain around. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Bring your jacket.
Yeah.
All right.
At least a light one.
I mean, a wrap? No. A jacket? Yes.
Layer the kids. You can always take it off.
You can always take it off. We'll leave that alone. All right, 5A Division II, Richmond Randall and Iowa Colony.
Well, and Richmond Randall is one of those that I have coming through that I have winning state. So I have them coming through. They're going to just beat all over Alvin Iowa Colony by at least three or four touchdowns.
Listen to you. Yeah. Corpus Christi Miller and Bernie. I like Bernie in this one.
Well, this is where we differ.
Okay. You going with the Buccaneers, huh?
Yeah, I'm going with Corpus Christi Miller. They are 11-2. They're 5 in the state. Bernie's 10-3. They're 13 in the state. They're Corpus Christi rated above them. I'm at least 7 to 10 points.
Okay. All right, and then probably the second best game in 5A D2 this weekend. Not taking anything away from the other games. Lovejoy and Argyle. I'm going with Argyle as I continue my stance.
You throw in the ranch in it.
Yeah, no. Let me go with Argyle. I hold grudges.
I know you do.
Okay,
but I can't fault your judgment though. I mean, honestly think. Argyle is number 2. Lucas Lovejoy, number 4. Lovejoy's at 10-3. Argyle's 12-1. On paper, this should be an Argyle win by a field goal.
I was going to say, no, this is going to be a good game regardless.
But I still think when you come with the pedigree and you have a coach that can make those decisions on the fly.
Which he can.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
So I just think the Todd Dodge mojo is going to happen there, and they're going to pull out the win.
Look, I think about how much more mojo he would have had if he had just taken our call. But anyway, we digress. South Oak Clift and PNG, a rematch of last year's state championship game. We'll discuss that next. Don't you go anywhere. This is Countdown to Kickoff right here on TSN. All right, we are back. It is 5A Division II. Real quick, we're going to start running through some of these. But South Oak Cliff and PNG, this is a rematch of last year, and this has all the makings of another classic.
Well, you're going to get what you get out of South Oak Cliff. Mm-hmm. You're going to get an all-around team, and they're going to put up about 35 points on you, no matter who you are. But I do like this PNG team. I think they're starting to crest at this point in time. They did put up 31 points last week against Texarkana, and they put up 42 points before that on Kauffman. So they're capable of doing the same. They have a great defense. So I know all the numbers say South Oak Cliff, but in my mind, it's PNG, and they're just barely going to eke it out. It's going to be an amazing game, but this is where South Oak Cliff dies.
Southeast Texas represent all my folks over there in the Golden Triangle. You guys know what time it is. All right, 4A Division I, Kilgore and Tyler Chapel Hill. In fact, both these teams have the Countdown to Kickoff mojos. We spoke with both coaches this season. Chapel Hill had a little bit of a rough spot there in the middle of the season. But again, Kilgore, they've been a machine
it's
all season
Kilgore.
Long.
All day long by 2 or 3 touchdowns. They're 11-2, number 3 in the state. They're going to keep rolling.
Real quick, Laverne and Bay City. You know I got to go with the Black Cats.
I'm going with Bay City by a field goal.
I love it. Yep. I love it. That's Steve Randall. I'm Fred Davis. We'll put a bow on 4A Division 1. We'll get into 4A Division 2. What's Carthage looking like this weekend as well? Don't go anywhere. We'll discuss that more. Countdown to Kickoff.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Okay, we're coming down the home stretch, if we do say so ourselves. We already talked about Kilgore handling their business. Bay City, we both agree on that. We're 4A Division I, by the way, for those of you scoring at home. Region 1, you got West Plains and Stephenville. And Stephenville, of course, they've been running roughshod over folks all season long. Do you expect it to change this weekend?
I do not expect it to change. 47 points last week. The week before, they put up 35. They've held everybody the past 3 weeks to just a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've got an incredible defense. They can put up some numbers. They're 12-1, number 2 in the state.
Now they blanked Lakeview.
They are just studs. And so I don't think Canyon West Plains has a chance. I'm talking, you know, 21 points easy.
Then you got Alvarado and Salina, and I don't even really need to take this much further because I know where you stand on things.
Yeah, and it's going to be kind of the same that we were just talking about the games before. Alvarado coming in fourth in the state. They are 13-0. Both of these teams are undefeated, but I think Salina is at least, you know, 2.5, you know, 3 touchdowns. They're number one in the state. They're just a powerhouse. They put up 63 points on Aubrey last week, and they put up 44 on Kennedale. So just the past 2 weeks alone, they are peaking. Once again, they are number one, so, and they're Salina.
4A D2, let's talk about Brock and Graham. Brock with no issues last weekend, and then, of course, Graham, they had their hands full with Glenn Rose, but were able to pull away. Who you like in this matchup?
I do like Graham. I love Brock, and if it hadn't have been Graham sitting there, yeah, I would have taken Brock. They're both 12-1. Brock comes in at number 7. They've got a huge pedigree, state championships behind them. Number 2, Graham in the state. They're just they're once again, it's not a cliche, peaking at the right time. I think they're 2 touchdowns ahead of Brock.
Van Alstine and Carthage.
Well, it's just Van, not Van Alstine. They're South Texas Van as opposed to North Texas Van Alstine. Carthage.
But it says Van Alstine on my bracket.
I know, but it's Van.
Do you think that's why the coach didn't get back to me?
Could be, because they weren't playing anymore. But 10-3, Van. They come in at number 17 in the state, but you're playing Carthage, number one. They've been bulldogging people all year long. They're 12-1. You're talking 3, maybe 4 touchdowns.
Okay, now you got me tripping on this, because I'm sitting there. Is it the Van Vandals?
Yes. From down south.
So why does it say Van Alstine?
But it's not Van Alstine.
Okay, that makes so much sense. Because here's the thing. Here's what I don't understand. It says, if you look in the deal there,
right,
it says Van Alstine.
It's not Van Alstine. It's Van.
Damn you, UIL.
Yeah, exactly. They made a mistake.
Well, that would explain why the Van Alstine coach didn't get back to me.
He didn't want to talk to you. He's playing basketball. He's blowing up basketballs. I don't want to talk about football. You're opening up all the wounds, man.
Oh, man. This guy's like, get the hell out of my face, Fred Davis. Now, if Steve Randall would have texted him and emailed him, he probably would have got back to him.
He said, sorry, wasn't us.
Great, man. How about that? Okay, so, but Carthage, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Absolutely.
All right, Sealy and La Vega.
Sealy doesn't have a chance.
Really?
It's the same situation. You got a 12 versus a 3. Yeah, they're both 10-3, but Sealy hasn't played anybody like Waco La Vega. I mean, they put up 49 points and 42 the week before. They got a great defense. They're holding people to, you know, 14 points total. So I think Sealy's going to have a tough go. They're going to have to pull some miracles out of a hat to beat Waco La Vega.
Interesting. Then last but certainly not least, the game of one of the top two or three games of the weekend, regardless of class, Wimberley and Sinton.
Well, Wimberley has been there forever. In fact, out of the past couple of years, I think the past 4 years, they have won the regional finals. And so Sinton comes in as the newbie at 13-0. They're number 6 in the state. I think Sinton, I mean, it's very close to call, but I think it's Sinton's year.
And I'll tell you what, it is it's a who's who of the countdown to kickoff mojo, because both of those teams have it.
So it could go either way.
It could absolutely go either way. All right, we'll give you the weather as well as the rest of 3A and 2A. Don't go anywhere. Fred and Steve coming up next.
Now back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
This just in, Van Alstine, not in the regional final. Don't know if you guys were aware of that or not. Coach Miller, my apologies, my friend. My apologies.
He was keeping you in it.
He, he did, and he could have said, hey, sorry, Fred. Wasn't.
I'm not taking calls.
What's us this year?
I'm not taking calls.
Sorry, and I could have swore that I saw. I had my hell. I was believing that it was them in Carthage this year. Okay, 3A Division One, and for all I know, I didn't try to reach out to these coaches. So as far as I know, these are all the right teams. Columbus and Franklin.
I've loved Franklin all year. We talked to them earlier in the year and loved them. But you're talking a 3 versus a 5.
Mm-hmm.
It is really too close to call. I think Columbus is going to edge them out by maybe a field goal.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's going to be a dogfight.
All right, Lano and Edna.
Edna's been just beating a mess out of people all year. They're number 2 in the state. They're undefeated. Unfortunately for Lano, they're around 17, I think. They're 12-1. They haven't really played anybody like Edna. We're talking 2-3 touchdowns here.
I like it. I like it. Yep. Shallow Water and Paradise.
That's going to be a close one. They're both 11-2. One's number 10 in the state and one's 13.
I think it's going to be a defensive struggle, too.
I agree. It's going to be whoever makes the plays. And what I mean by that is there's going to be one or two plays in the game that's going to make the difference. It is literally a 3-point game.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. Paradise coming off a 10-7 win, and Shallow Water coming off of a 22-7 win as well. So I think these two teams defensively are going to lock up. And then you got Liberty Ailu and Malakoff.
Well, unfortunately, Liberty Ailu they've been bonking people all year long.
They ain't bonked anybody like Malakoff yet.
I know.
That's a different kind of bonking right there.
You know, yes, they played Pilot Point 2 weeks ago, put up 57, put up 56.
I know that hurts your heart.
I know. Put up 56 on Winsboro last week, but they haven't played Malakoff.
You've got vengeance in your heart when you make this pick.
I do, and Malakoff is going to just crush them like a bug, and so it's going to be 2 touchdowns.
And you'll love every minute of it.
Yes, I'm going to.
You have the same disdain towards them as I do towards Lovejoy. Let's go to 3A Division 2, Woodville and Rodney Dangerfield.
The Rodney Dangerfield.
They get no respect. That's what they've been saying all season long.
Not at all. They're not going to get a whole lot of respect here either. Woodville coming in at number 7. They're 11-2. Now, Dangerfield, I mean, they're 8-5. They stumped their toe early, but they're still number 4 in the state. They're still rated a little bit higher than Woodville. It's going to be a touchdown difference. I think the Fighting Rodney Dangerfields are going to win.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Tide Haven and Lexington.
Lexington by 2 touchdowns.
All right. Canadian and Wall.
I think Wall's going to beat Canadian.
And then last but certainly not least, rounding out 3A Division 2, Holiday and Gunter.
Number 1 in the state, 11-2. Gunter's going to come on top about 10 points or so.
I love it. I love it. All right. What's 2A and 1A? We'll put a bow on this show for you. Don't go anywhere. Spread the steam. It is, we're about ready to wrap this thing up. 2A D1, Final Four. Who you got, Steve?
Final Four, 2A D1. I got Sunray, I got Hamilton, I got Honey Grove, and Ganado is what I've got.
Okay. All right, and let's go to 4A, or excuse me, as I was, 2A D2.
2A D2. Let's see here. I've got Groover, I've got Munster.
Okay.
I actually have Bremond over Grapeland.
Okay.
I kind of have.
And who you like, Junction and Shiner?
I do like Shiner.
I love it. Yeah. Now, are we still talking about the football team? Or are we talking about
both. I know my refrigerator well.
Yeah, I was going to say. I figured you did. All right. And then we are actually down to the semifinals in the 1A Division 1 between Whiteface, Water Valley, and then Abbott and Gordon.
Oh, this is so tough. I choose Whiteface by a touchdown. This was really close. I mean, this is probably the game of the absolute year. 1 versus 2.
Between Abbott and Gordon?
13-0. I think it's going to be Gordon.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have yourselves if your team's still playing, good luck this weekend. Let's hope every game turns out the way you want it to. Of course, we know that you guys listen. Not everything's going to work out that way. But at the very least, whatever happens, everybody's safe, everybody's healthy, and everybody enjoys themselves in the process. We'll catch you next Wednesday. He's Steve. I'm Fred. Countdown to Kickoff, Tech State Networks. We'll see you next Wednesday.